This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:46 and you're listening to the evening edition. So we've been talking today about, I think, a series of things, right?
Yeah. What are you wishing for specifically? Because we are talking about Prime Minister Tan Sri Budin Yassin's first address as Prime Minister. He wanted to, I guess, give some signs of what he's more or less thinking about when it comes to governing the country. We spoke about the economy earlier. Some have asked for tax holidays. Some have asked to put back focus and make sure that those working in the creative industry have a way to make a living. And now we're specifically addressing education because Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said that this is something that's close to his heart and he's going to make sure that Malaysians can get quality education. And now to further analyse this with us is Chan Sun Singh, Programme Director at Teach for Malaysia. Sun Singh, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Good to be on the show.
What kind of new policies can we anticipate on education?
I think first that will be highly dependent on whoever gets appointed into the position, right, as the Minister of Education. So I think some aspects of it might be hard to predict. I think that there is a worry that we will move towards more of a conservative approach towards education. But I think if we just look to Tan Sri Muhyiddin in his role as education minister, I think that there were some things that he actually did well. And I think that if he is guiding the education portfolio or the Minister of Education, there are hopefully some things that we might want to see happen with regards to education. I think that in his time as education minister, he introduced the current Malaysian education blueprint. And despite the cost of the blueprint, which people complain a lot about, it is a comprehensive document that does point the education ministry in the right direction in terms of increasing quality of education. There were things that he did to welcome private-public partnerships. I mean, Teach for Malaysia was launched by him as well. And so I think that, in terms of his experience in education, there were some strong things that he did. And if it's guided by that, I think that that looks positive. But I think beyond just education policies, I think there are broader concerns about other aspects of policy and civil liberties that would have spillover effects onto education. So if you think about the idea of freedom of press, freedom of speech, the autonomy of the civil service, those will all have roll-on effects onto education. When we talk about helping kids to think critically, when we talk about helping kids and students to express their voice and have creative ideas, and allowing the workforce, the teaching workforce in schools, to make decisions about how they best feel will serve the needs of their students, the autonomy of the civil service, the environment of freedom of speech will be really important in that.
So, you know, one of the things that we've seen is over the 2 years, we've had two education ministers. Now we're waiting on a new one. There's also been this constant feedback throughout that people want some stability. People want some certainty on education. They want to know that something that they start their kid on in Form 1, for example, is still going to be the same system that happens in Form 5. Can we expect policies on education to be stabilized in the immediate future?
Well, I certainly hope so. So I think that there were actually some pretty significant and progressive policy changes that were introduced under Mazli's tenure. So whether that is the removal of exams in Standard 1 to 3, whether that is the elimination of streaming by grades or by arts and science, and also his attempt to change culture at the Ministry of Education through driving forward the values of happiness, love, and mutual respect. Also trying to inculcate more of a sense of autonomy across the Ministry of Education. And so I think that there were some significant and positive things that were introduced. And I think it would be wise of the incoming minister to think about the things that are going to work for the country and to continue to drive those things forward. I do think that because the blueprint was introduced under Muhyiddin, I think that upholding that will be a wise decision and something that will probably continue to remain. And so I think that as long as, and the blueprint still guides the Ministry of Education to this day, and I think that as long as we continue to be guided by that, we will have some form of a continuous journey in terms of the direction that the Ministry of Education is heading towards.
Now, as former Education Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's push to improve English proficiency in national schools, and recently former Acting Education Minister Tun Mahathir's push for science and math to be taught in English, can we expect the same stance from the new government?
It's a great question. I think that's unlikely. I think that if you look at who we might assume to be in the new government and the composition of the new government, I think that that's probably unlikely. And while it is true that under Tan Sri Muhyiddin's time, there was a significant investment in capacity building for teaching English and increasing English proficiency, he was also the education minister who reversed PBSMI and introduced the MBM-MBI. So I think it's probably unlikely that we will revert to PBSMI under this administration. We do currently have the dual language program in effect, and I hope that this is continued and that schools will be schools will be empowered to continue to make choices that best fit the needs and aspirations of their students and communities. But I think it will be unlikely that we will revert to PBSMI.
And I guess beyond trying to guess or anticipate what the new government is going to put in place, I'd just like to ask you, I mean, what kind of education policies would you like to see from the new government? What would make you happy, essentially?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's sort of three areas that that I'd love to see happen, right? I think in his speech yesterday, he talked about being the prime minister for all Malaysians and putting education on par, or the quality of our education on par with that of developed nations. And I think that there are three sort of key areas that would be great to focus on. And I think the first one being on the idea of the student outcomes that we want to be true for our students. How do we shift our education system away from sort of a content knowledge delivery approach to the idea of a humanistic education where we are teaching our children to be human and teaching them what their role in society means. So when we talk about things like shared prosperity, what does that mean? How do I interact with another human? How do I see another classmate, a member of another race when I think about concepts like that, right? What is my role as a member of society in uplifting others that are around me, right? And I think that the idea of the values that the administration upholds will influence the culture of the civil service and the culture that will trickle down eventually into school, right? And so the previous administration or previous minister's values were about happiness, love, and mutual respect. What might be the values of this current administration, right? And I think making those things clear and signaling to the Ministry of Education and the civil service what those values are will be really important. And I do hope that something like that continues, right? I think that it's from the student outcome perspective, the Ministry of Education has been pushing for developing 21st century skills. And part of that is creativity, critical thinking. And how do we then continue to, or on that journey, to be able to actually develop students that are able to engage in dialogue and critical thinking? And part of the OECD's 2030 framework for education, they talk about three transformative competencies. One is taking responsibility. Number two is creating new value. And a third one is reconciling tensions and dilemmas. And I think that moving forward as a nation, how do we equip our students to be able to do that through our education ministry? So number one, focusing on student outcomes and shifting towards the 21st century skills that we want our students to actually have. So that is the shift away from the exam-oriented ABC system towards who are we developing as humans through our education system. Number two is the idea of teacher quality. So McKinsey reports on education system transformation always state this quote that the quality of an education system cannot exceed the quality of its teachers. And I think that there are many, many teachers in the Malaysian education system that really are hungry to develop professionally. And so how do we invest in capacity building? I think that the Ministry of Education, to be fair, actually has a lot of great policies, has a lot of great framework standards. There are aspects of our curriculum that are really, really strong. But how do we upskill our teachers who have maybe for the past 20 to 30 years been teaching a certain way? They want to make a shift to a more student-centered approach, to a more engaging approach, but they don't have support that they need to be able to do that. So how do we do that? And how do we invest more in supporting teachers to be effective at their jobs? And then the third thing, one of the things that Muhyiddin said in the past is that it's not possible for the ministry to implement the blueprint alone without the involvement of all stakeholders to ensure that the blueprint will be a real success. And so the idea of increased private-public partnerships across the system and opening it up for more people, for local communities, for the private sector, for NGOs to get involved, I think will be three on the wish list. So a focus on student outcomes, a focus on teacher quality, and opening up the system for more partnerships.
Sun Sing, thank you so much for that wish list and again for joining us.
All right. Good evening.
That was Chan Sun Sing, Program Director at Teach for Malaysia, talking to us about the Prime Minister's education priorities. You can let us know what your priorities are. What do you want to see? Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
So Charlotte says, I hope to see education policies that don't politicize racial or language issues. We're seriously lacking behind in the international education scene. Education in the English language is a must. It is so basic, yet it has been politicized over and over again. And I just want to say that it will be interesting to see who holds the portfolio, because it is a portfolio that is inevitably politicized. We can say we don't want it to be, and I think all of us don't want it to be. And yet, because, again, we've said this, right? We see so many of the major issues in Malaysia being played out on a smaller scale within our school settings. So inevitably, and also because of the chunk of the budget that it occupies, it tends to get politicized. Everybody cares what happens to the future of our country. Everybody cares what happens to young minds. And it's very easy for these things to get blown up, which we've seen happen time and time again. So you need somebody who knows how to handle that and who has the political will to say, I am not listening to this nonsense. You know, I'm not going to let you politicize this. Whether that person appears is another thing.
Yeah, and especially important in the country right now, because Undi 18 is about to become something that's quite real. I think come next year, if I'm not mistaken, that will actually have a much more concrete impact on the country. And you can let us know once again what is on your wish list, whether it's the economy, whether it's education, or whether it's health. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have the 7 p.m. news coming up. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.